Rhinelander District Library Director Virginia Roberts says this is a week for people who enjoy libraries to let that be known.
To celebrate libraries and all that we do for our communities. And in this case, what we're asking the public to do this year is to contact their representatives on all levels, the federal, the state, the local levels, and tell them maybe in a couple of sentences their library story to their representatives, so what their libraries mean to them.
Roberts says in the digital age, an interesting thing is happening. Libraries are busier than ever.
We've been busier than ever ourselves. We have, you know, roughly 500 people coming through the doors a day. And not all of them get counted because some of them are carried in by their parents. We have everybody coming in from children to adults and into their golden ages enjoying this library.
Robert says libraries have evolved over time to provide modern interests.
Of course, we've got computers and people come in and use their tablets and our Wi-Fi. And we have the group, if you come in about the time school lets out, we have a group that comes in and they run downstairs to video game, but they also do homework, or they wouldn't be allowed to video game. We know that they do homework. We have kids who come in and play just board games, and adults as well.
With the cooperation of the American Library Association and with help from the Advertising Council, the first National Library Week was observed in 1958 with the theme, Wake Up and Read. Ken Krall, WXPR News.